The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Mary, on learning that her aged cousin Elizabeth and her husband Zacharias are expecting a child, travels to see her and to help her. Accompanied by a trustworthy old man and riding on a donkey, she journeys to the village where Elizabeth and Zacharias live. She arrives at their house and rings a bell at the front gate. A little old man suddenly appears, panting. He must be a gardener or a farmer, and he opens the gate. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
As soon as Mary is inside, she says, I am Mary of Joachim and Anne from Nazareth. I am your mistress's cousin. The old man bows down and welcomes her. He exclaims, Oh, what a great happiness, and what an upheaval to this household! Heaven has granted a child to the barren one. May the Most High be blessed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The old man continues, 7 months ago, Zacharias came back dumb from Jerusalem. He now makes himself understood by gestures or by writing. Perhaps you already know. My landlady has longed so much for you in this joy and in this travail. She would say, If only I had little Mary with me. I wish she were still in the temple. I would send Zacharias to fetch her. But now the Lord wanted her married to Joseph of Nazareth. She is the only one who can comfort me in my pain and help me pray to God, because she is so good, and they all miss her in the temple. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A fairly old woman appears at the top of the staircase on one side of the house. Her face is all wrinkles and her hair is very grey. Her obvious pregnant condition is a strange contradiction to her evident old age. As soon as she recognizes Mary, she raises her arms to the sky and utters an oh of joy and surprise. She then rushes as fast as she can towards Mary, and Mary, who always moves very quietly, now runs as swift as a little deer. She reaches the foot of the staircase at the same time as Elizabeth, and with great affection she embraces her cousin, who is crying with joy at seeing her. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
They remain embraced for an instant. Then Elizabeth detaches herself, exclaiming, Ah! And she places her hands on her enlarged abdomen. Mary and the servant hold out their hands to support her, but Elizabeth, after a moment of concentration, lifts her face, which is now so bright that she looks much younger. She then looks at Mary with evident veneration, as if she sees an angel, and she bows in a deep salutation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Elizabeth exclaims, You are blessed amongst all women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. How did I deserve that the mother of my Lord should come to me, your servant? There, at the sound of your voice, the child leapt out of joy in my womb. And when I embraced you, the Spirit of the Lord whispered deepest truth to my heart. You are blessed because you also believe that what does not appear possible to the human mind was possible for God. You are blessed because by your faith you will accomplish the things the Lord predicted for you, which the prophets foretold for our times. You are blessed for the salvation you have brought to the house of Jacob. You are blessed for the holiness you have brought to my son, whom I feel leaping with joy like a happy little kid in my womb, because he feels free from the burden of guilt, and because he is called to be the predecessor, sanctified before redemption by the Holy One who is growing within you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Two tears run down like pearls from Mary's sparkling eyes to her smiling lips. Her face is raised to heaven, and her arms are also raised up in the attitude that her Jesus will take so often. She exclaims, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And she continues the canticle as it had been handed down to us. At the verse, He has come to the help of Israel, his servant. She puts her hand on her breast and kneels, stooping to the ground, adoring God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The servant has disappeared and is now coming back from the orchard with a solemn old man whose hair and beard are completely white and who greets Mary from a distance with great gestures and loud guttural sounds. Zacharias is arriving, says Elizabeth, touching the shoulder of Mary, who is engrossed in prayer. My Zacharias is dumb. God has punished him because he did not believe. I will tell you later. But now I hope that God will forgive him, because you have come, you full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary rises and goes to meet Zacharias. She stoops to the ground in front of him, kissing the hem of his white robe that reaches down to the ground. Zacharias welcomes Mary by gestures, and they all enter a room on the ground floor. It is a wide room, tastefully arranged, where they make Mary sit down and offer her some new milk, there is still foam on it, and some small cakes. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the meantime, Mary is replying to the questions Zacharias is asking her, writing them on a wax tablet. From her answers, I understand that he is asking her about Joseph and her married life with him. I also understand that Zacharias has been denied all supernatural light about Mary's state and about her condition of mother of the Messiah. Elizabeth goes near her husband and, laying her hand on his shoulder in a loving attitude, says to him, Mary is also a mother. Rejoice over her happiness. but she does not say anything else. She looks at Mary, and Mary looks at her, but does not encourage her to say any more. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.